to the meeting. Iranian state news confirmed that comment, adding that Iran did not consider President Trump, in its words, worthy of a message from Tehran.
A federal watchdog agency says White House advisor Kellyanne Conway should be removed from government service. The U.S. Office of Special Counsel claims Conway has violated federal law numerous times by publicly criticizing Democratic presidential candidates while speaking in her official capacity as a White House advisor. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Democrats and Republicans on the House Armed Services Committee have agreed to language that would create a streamlined space force. This is a top priority of the president's, and they inserted it into an amendment into the fiscal 2020 defense authorization bill. I had a chance to catch up with Zach Wienersmith. He's a space exploration expert and author of a new book, Soonish, 10 Emerging Technologies That'll Improve and or Ruin Everything. I asked him about Space Force and his initial thoughts on what we can expect to see out of this program.
Space Force, the idea of a specific Space Force has been talked about for decades. You can imagine there's some politics that goes into that. Like, you know, space is really the domain of the Air Force, and I imagine they're not happy about having to give up some of that. The thing to realize, as some historians will tell you, space has essentially been militarized since 1957 when Sputnik went up. You know, even if we're not shooting missiles from space, we can shoot missiles into space quite quickly to have them come back. And in addition, especially since the first Gulf War, we use satellite technology for warfare nonstop. So to my mind, it doesn't represent a huge amount of difference in the way we approach space. The fundamental problem with getting to space is cost. We have the technology to go just about anywhere in space. It's just extremely expensive. There have actually been several proposals historically in the 50s and 60s to have a military base on the moon. I think the Army and Air Force both proposed that. It just turns out it's really expensive and not obviously a good idea.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. There's a song, a
this is back in the 1990s, back when I didn't swear in the hip-hop music. One of my favorite, I'll call it hip-hop groups, Tribe Called Quest. And the song's a Ward Tour. maybe we can find it. Maybe we can play it coming out there. It's a great tune. But anyway, I was thinking about it. I was a few emails coming in for some of our listeners asking me. I got various different lists that are put out by Barron's and Forbes and other magazines. And top financial Florida's here and top financial planners here. All these various different awards that they put out. And hey, Chris, how come you're not on any of those lists? How come Markowski Investments isn't on any of these lists? Because we don't want to be. We don't want to be. You think where you're going to actually submit? You have to apply, and you can get on. You just fill out the paperwork and tell them how much money you're managing. And it's one big load of crap. Do you know how many top money managers we've had to clean up their messes? We've had to clean up their messes and help their clients out after they blew up their books. It's a joke. And to be honest with you, I'm being honest, we're not well-liked amongst our, you want to call it, our peers. We're not. Why? Because we're honest. We're honest. And we don't play their game. We don't. We actively go out and we try to help other advisors that are like-minded. I mentioned here on the program, we've been helping out many different advisors around the country, people that are looking to retire or semi-retire and need to come up with a succession plan, people that actually care about their clients. You know, what we hear again and again and again, we hear again and again and again, I can't believe that you guys, I mean, what you guys are all, you know, basically what with the presentation we make, how we go out helping these advisors and their clients. I can't believe it. Everybody else that I spoke to just wants to buy my book of business and do what they want with it. They don't even want my input. They don't want to talk to me. Yeah, they want your clients because they want to churn them and burn them. But we're not well-liked because we point this stuff out. Again, we take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed, and we'll call them out right here on the program. Oh, you should see some of the nasty emails that I get from schlock brokers and advisors all over the place. So, no. My peers, you know, they say, oh, it's always so important if you are loved and rated by your peers. Nah, not in my industry. I could give a damn what my peers think about me. Anyway, I want to talk about this. I did touch on this on the podcast, and I did get questions about this. One of the questions that we get in, what do you mean negative interest rates? I know we've talked about this here on the program in the past. I talked about how negative interest rates scare me. Couple that with cashless society, ouch, that's a scary situation. Meaning that, you got a government can make you spend money, or they're going to tax you. But people fail to realize that many European nations are issuing negative interest rates. I'm not kidding. The quoted value of negative yielding debt, put this into perspective. If you lend somebody money, you get paid interest on that. Now, in this case, you're lending somebody money and you're paying them for the right for them to borrow money from you. I know it sounds confusing, but it's true. Let me put it into perspective. $11 trillion is the amount of negative yielding debt. And the good question, is who's buying that? Why would anybody buy that? Believe it or not, ETFs, ETFs. Jim Grant, who one of the more smartest guys, money guys in the country. Jim Grant basically found out that most of these global aggregate bond indexes that many people have in their 401ks, because the stupid guy that told you how to set up your 401k told you that this is the balance that you should have, and every paycheck you're going in and you're putting it in and you're investing in something where you are lending people money and you're paying them for it. This is the problem. One of the things that we do is help people out. Again, this is no. My peers don't do this because they don't make any money off it. We will help you out with your 401k. We'll help you out with it. We'll point you in the right direction so you don't own crap like that. All right, another big story from this past week I wanted to touch on. The simple message American voters have for 2020. Healthcare. Just fix it. I read this, and kind of Wall Street Journal article, and made me want to pull my hair out. Really did. Column goes, 9 years after Democrats passed the Affordable Care Act and more than a year after Republicans failed in their effort to repeal it, healthcare promises once again to be a major issue in the 2020 election. Drug costs are rising, as are insurance premiums. Rural hospitals are closing. Even as an estimated 20 million people have gained coverage under the ACA, widely known as Obamacare, nearly 30 million people remain uninsured. Surveys consistently find that Americans see the healthcare system as broken. Aha, broken. People, 9 years ago. 9 years ago. Democrats told you they had all the answers. They had all they were set up. And if you like your health insurance, you could keep your health insurance. And everyone's premiums were going to go down by $2,500. And I don't know, did they throw free beer in there as well? They screwed it up. And now you expect that they're going to fix it? I mean, I'm going to be honest with you people out there that think this way, and I don't care if I offend you. How dumb can you be? How dumb can you be? I'll give you an announcement. Let's say you hire an electrician. You hire an electrician for your house. Your wiring goes bad. You have to do all sorts of new wiring. You hire an electrician, comes in, and does a horrendous job. Screws up the whole thing. What are you going to do? You're going to call that same electrician back to fix it? That's dumb. They did a crappy job the first time. You expect them to do a better job the second time? No. No, you're not going to trust that person to come back in. They botched the job. And you people out there expect Washington, D.C., that has made a mess of this entire thing, to fix health care? Republicans, hey, repeal and replace, repeal and replace, repeal and replace. They couldn't get that done. They don't even have an idea. They don't have a plan. They don't. This is why I make fun of Republicans all the time. All the time. Oh, they're great at out there and protesting when they don't have power and getting all upset about this thing. But when it comes time to actually do something, they had no plan at all. The only thing that's going to save healthcare is the free market. Works every single time it's tried. Every damn time it's tried. You get the government out of the way. You reduce regulations. You get rid of all of the middlemen that are out there. You have a system where the product being sold is based upon what people can afford to pay. guess what? Prices will come down. Prices will come way down. I had health insurance for my, I explained this, health insurance for my family. Oh, $15,000 premium, $15,000 deductible. Family of five. It's awful. Awful. And every single time, I need an MRI. Pulled something. I think I tore a bicep. Oh, yeah. I went the first time. And no. Insurance didn't approve it. So I got to go back and I got to get the orthopedic guy to bang the insurance company over the head so I can get an MRI done. And all it is just a replacement, repricing of the damn thing. What the hell do they care? I'm paying for it out of my deductible. I'm nowhere near my deductible. What the hell do they care? Some paper pusher somewhere. Reject, reject, reject. That's basically how it is, right? Make them come back and do it the next time. That's what we have now. But if you think that Washington, D.C. is going to be able to fix this, come on, people. Something wrong with your medulla oblongata. Anyway, there it is. Tribe Called Quest Award Tour. Great tour. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. A judge delayed the murder case of a decorated Navy SEAL to make sure the government's monitoring of defense team emails did not compromise his right to a fair trial. Lawyers defending Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher want the judge in the case removed because he was aware prosecutors planted tracking software in emails sent to the defense team and a journalist in an effort to find the source of news leaks. Quote, "We believe that the judge authorized prosecutors to spy on the defense team," the defense attorney said. Quote, "Now looking at things, it appears the prosecutor may have lied to the judge and that he didn't authorize it and he didn't know what they were really doing." Gallagher was charged with killing a wounded ISIS prisoner in 2017 and with shooting two civilians in Iraq and opening fire on crowds. President Trump got him moved from the brig to better confinement in a military hospital with access to his lawyers and family. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Well, here we are again, and this is looking like a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
Ron, the size difference alone is staggering.
Oh, unbelievable, Jim. And this guy is acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
What is this guy thinking, Ron?
This is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. Railroad tracks are more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit seatracksthinktrain.org.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
That's right, the Watchdog on Wall Street show, where we are constantly working on the fundamentals. always working on the fundamentals. Ever watch successful and any walk of life and see what they do? I remember watching something, this is obviously decades ago, watching something on Larry Bird, one of my favorite basketball players, and how he practiced and how he trained and how many just layups he took. Layups! It's a fundamental thing for basketball, right? How many just normal, ordinary right-hand layup, left-hand layup, five-foot jumpers? Yeah, sure, he could hit them from three. Practice that, too. But he worked on the fundamentals. Something I believe in when I coach. Shooting, passing, catching. Constant work again and again and again on the fundamentals. And that's what we do here on the program. Believe it or not, again, conventional wisdom is poison. Contrary to conventional wisdom, what we do at Markowski Investments, quite honestly, is not that complicated. It's not that complicated. It really isn't. You get the fundamentals down, people, you're doing the right thing, you're going to do well. Little life lessons here and there. Little things. Life's not that difficult. If you follow certain rules, guess what? You're going to do well. Especially here in the United States. One of the things that I continue to talk about again and again here on the program, again, it's fundamentals. Stop getting your kids in debt. Stop getting your kids in debt. It was funny. I was a op-ed in the Wall Street Journal by a Columbia University Law School professor. His name is Philip Hamburger. And he makes some good points. And he was talking about how many administrators have been added from the time period 1987 to 2012 at colleges and universities. A half a million. A half a million administrators. And in his column, he makes the point that, well, the government's got to step in, and the government's got to see and take a look at the faculty-to-student ratio and the amount of administrators that they have there and try to force colleges and universities to get rid of some of these things and cut the bloat. What? Philip, come on, man. Colleges and universities are businesses, my friend. They are businesses. And you notice lately that certain colleges and universities are going out of business? It was the one I saw the other day, Green Mountain College in Vermont, been there since 1850, 1840-something, going out of business, and it's gone. They're businesses. Is what they are. And you know what? They're going to do whatever the hell they want to do. They're making money. They'll cut administrators when the money stops coming in. Is that the problem? The problem is when you subsidize something, the price of it is going to go up. And that's what we continue to do with all the last stupid student loans and stupid student aid out there. You price the product based upon what people can afford to pay, and it will come down. Well, I do appreciate Professor Hamburger's notion here and the belief that we need to get the cost of higher education. It's not just that. Let's stop kidding ourselves, okay? How many people out there that went to college back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, even 90s, have you gone back on a college campus and taken a look at the facilities and the dorm rooms today? Have you? My dorm room freshman year was, honestly, it was four guys. It was like a barracks. We were in a study hall because they ran out of room at Delplane Hall at Syracuse University. Yeah. We had a metal locker as well for our stuff. That was it. It was a black and white TV on the dorm floor. There are no phones going to the rooms. There was one phone on the entire floor. Have you seen the facilities today? It's like a 4-year cruise. These kids are going on, for crying out loud. Give me a break. There's a price for that. And the reality is that all of this money flows in because it's there. Just like all of these condos go up in Florida and the prices of houses go up in Florida because there's a lot of cheap money floating around and people have access to it. Same thing with student loans. You want student loans? You can get them. And the funny thing is, the student loans don't even have to go to the school. They can go directly to the student. You know, I've actually spoken to people who've called in. I can't believe it. My kid used his student loan money to go on spring break. My kid used his student loan money to buy a car. I'm not making this up. It's a disaster is what it is. And then you get stories like this. Oh, America's millennial baby bust. Profound cultural shifts can't be overcome by pro-natalist subsidies. Yeah, now you got the government types out there that want to help out all these, but they want to give subsidies so they have more kids. Oh, we got to give you more government money. We just gave you a ton of government money to go to college. You can't afford to pay those loans back. Now you can't afford to have a family. You can't afford to have kids. Now we're going to get the government to subsidize your kid. Subsidize your kid now. We've lost our minds. Again, the need to stop looking to Washington, D.C., to some politician, to some bureaucrat to fix it. They can't. Just get the hell out of the way. Stay out of our way. Leave us alone. No more plans. No more fixes. Just get out. Because you screw things up time and time again. We're going to take a break. We get back from the break. I'm going to read you a question from, I picked one because I get similar questions like this, but I picked one this week that I'm going to read to. We're going to answer here on the question. And it's regards to similar stuff and government involvement. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says no foreign government should try to interfere in U.S. elections.
What I am appalled about is what has happened. The Democrat presidential campaign spends $6 million to a foreign entity to travel the world to try to find something.
During a Capitol Hill briefing today, McCarthy was pressed about President Trump's remarks regarding a hypothetical where the president would accept dirt about his political opponent from a foreign source. The U.S. Navy is responding after two tankers carrying Japan-related cargo were involved in a suspected attack off the coast of Iran. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger suspects who's behind the attack.
Iran has been attacking U.S. interests for 30 years, and what they do is a version of hybrid warfare. So it may not have been an Iranian sub, but they can energize different groups.
Kinzinger was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
How you doing? Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. It's a bit of a thing. This radio show is aired at various different times around the country on the weekends. We're the longest-running financial program in the country. But certain radio stations take it at a certain time. Certain radio stations will take an hour. Certain radio stations will take two. Certain radio stations play an hour one time, the other 2 hours at a different time. It is what it is. It's the nature of the beast as far as weekend programming is concerned. That's why we don't take calls here on the program. We do, though. Obviously, I do take your comments and your phone calls over the course of the week. Not during the show, but believe it or not, people call in, and yes, I pick up the phone from time to time. They're shocked by it. Yeah, am I talking to Chris? Yeah, I can pick up the phone, too. Shocked by it. But anyway, I do try to put the various different emails together and questions and say, okay, people are obviously concerned about this topic or that topic, whatever it may be, and I'll get into it. I found this question interesting, and I never really read the exact question. I'm going to today. I'm not going to obviously say the person's name. Chris, I listen to you religiously on Saturday mornings on KBKW in Aberdeen, Washington. We have a call-in program here on weekdays that I listen to. One or two of the listeners think that Obama saved the economy from serious recession at the beginning of his term. I personally think that things like cash for clunkers were a folly. I have read that more economists give the Fed most of the credit and wants my opinion on this matter. Again, this is something that I have written about extensively. You can go to our archives at watchdogonwallstreet.com. You can go back and take a look at the stories. We covered the Great Recession. We called the issues of the Great Recession. It is what it is. We did. And, you know, Obama saved the economy. Well, we talked about this. I started off the program today talking about this idea that the economy is something tangible that you can actually go out there and save. I mentioned here on the program, one of the best things politically that could happen to a president politically in the United States of America is to come into office during a downturn, during a recession. That is one of the best things that can happen. Why? Because the president of the United States can do absolutely nothing. Zero. Could sit, could go out and give speeches, and the economy will recover. It's a false narrative, people out there, that Washington, D.C. can fix the economy. It is a false narrative as well that the Federal Reserve can do it too. It's false. Federal Reserve has caused more recessions than anything else. It's pure, unadulterated nonsense. Now, Barack Obama did cash for clunkers. He did making homes affordable. He continued to bail out the automakers. He put into law too big to fail. Now we have too big to fail banks here in the United States, which is not capitalism by any stretch. We had an economy that petered along. Barack Obama could have come into office and just went around looking pretty, giving speeches here, there, and everywhere, and the economy would have turned around. Well, what's going to happen? Oh, the price of real estate comes down. Oh, people come in and buy it when it's cheap, and it slowly recovers. Well, you think that they have some magic switch or something in Washington, D.C.? No! It's nonsense. That's part of the problem. Again, I talk about this all the time. These people out there that screw things up on a regular basis, we continue to look to. We continue to think that they have all of the answers when they don't. What do you think would happen if government, Washington, D.C., all the bureaucrats in D.C., what do you think if they went on a vacation for a few years? What? Would the country fall apart? Obviously, we got our military in place, foreign policy. Take that out of the equation. If they didn't do a damn thing in Washington, D.C., get absolutely nothing passed over the next couple of years, would the economy implode? No. No. But he get up in the morning, go to work, but he have breakfast, brush their teeth, do everything they did the day before. The belief that we need to look to Washington to solve our problems, that is the problem. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Alrighty.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, extraordinary here. I just saw that Illinois is looking to change their tax structure, their income tax structure, and they want to do what Connecticut has done and turn it into a progressive income tax for the state. In the past 30 years, just one U.S. state has adopted a progressive income tax, that being Connecticut. How'd that work out? How'd that work out for Connecticut? Oh, wonderful. People kept leaving. Businesses leave. The tax base leave. And honestly, they don't care. It's a false religion for these people. It really is. And again, that whole idea out there with Albert Einstein, do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, is the definition of lunacy. You are a moron. You've seen what it did to Connecticut. Now Illinois is going to do it. And it's hard for me to get my arms around in belief that these people are really, really that stupid. But I guess they are. Story as well. Retirees are fleeing these three states in droves. Listen, New Jersey's number one. 67% of all New Jersey moves were outbound last year. Outbound. Why? Taxes. taxes, cost of living. You know how much that kind of stinks? You know how much that really kind of stinks? What it does to communities? You're a couple, let's say you've lived in your home for 3-4 decades. You raised a family there. Your house is paid off. But you can't, your property taxes keep going up. You can't afford to pay them. Now the state of New Jersey puts a rain tax on you. And you're at that point in time where you can't afford to live in the house that you paid for. That stinks. Why do you think we're seeing so many reverse mortgage commercials all over the television? You know, most of those reverse mortgages are for is so the people who paid for the house. Think about that for a second. People are taking out reverse mortgages just so they can stay in the house that they've paid for. Thanks, big government. It's destructive. It's corrosive. It's wrong. And no, we're going to do more of this. We got to raise the taxes. Low tax states, they're going to continue to boom again and again and again. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about running out of time. You know, we get back from the break. You know what we're going to do? To touch briefly on the ongoing trade kerfluffle and the way the media likes blowing this story up into a big load of nothing. Anyway, we'll break it down for you, and we'll give you our ideas and what we think might happen. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is their site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, all sorts of great things there at the website. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5985.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
That's the how I pretty much take most of these members of Congress when they speak. Hey, that phone call from my mom. Christopher, why are all these Republicans going against Donald Trump and his tariffs on Mexico? Why are they doing that? Why can't the Republicans get together? I'm like, first and foremost, Mom, I said, they're independent thinkers, which is fine. I don't know if they're really thinking independently. I don't. But they can do what they want. That's how our system works. I don't think that everybody should have to walk in lockstep. I don't believe in that. But I think about some of the things that are going on, and it reminded me of a Dennis Miller bit that he did, one of his comedy bits. And he suggested that politicians have to put all of their sponsors on their clothes. They should have to walk around like NASCAR drivers do with their suits on. They have to. Everybody who gives them money, all their corporate sponsors, they need to wear on their clothes all the time, especially when they go on TV. No suits. They should wear NASCAR outfits with all of their sponsors on them. So then we know. You want to know why certain congressmen are upset with the tariffs? It's because it's going to affect one of their sponsors. That's it. That's it. It's one of their sponsors. And we care nowadays more about money than anything else. And money right in the here and now. We don't look down the road. We don't understand sacrifice. I was asked this past week about a couple radio shows about my thoughts on the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Now, it's one of the places, I haven't been there, and I want to go to Normandy Beach. It's one of the places I want to go to, and it was before my time, obviously. Before my time. Vietnam. I was too young. Too young. And you look, nowadays I look, and I love to read about this stuff, about the country and the sacrifices that were made. The collective sacrifice as a nation. I was told a story this past week about how people during World War II, they would do victory gardens, grow food. Everything was saved. Everyone got together. Everyone sacrificed for the effort. And you take a look at what happened during Vietnam with the draft and all of the people that were sent over to Vietnam, Korea, to die for what? I still don't know. So we're in today's day and age, and we get hit on 9/11. And George W. Bush starts his war on terror, and he tells us to go out and shop. Go out, don't change anything. We didn't have any drives, did we? No, we did some fundraising for the first responders. Did some of that. George Clooney had his United Way thing going. Then we got in that whole argument with Bill O'Reilly. It's taking me back in time. But no, nothing. We did not even sell more bonds to pay for this stuff. Pay for this war that's still going on. Out of sight, out of mind. We don't know how to sacrifice. And what is that? What am I talking about now? What does this have to do with trade? What, we can't suck it up for a while? We can't suck it up for a while. We can't change maybe some of our buying patterns here and there. Maybe buy some other stuff for the good of the nation. That's too hard. You take a look. Anniversary of D-Day. Over 4,000 people killed. And what happened there? Go make and watch Saving Private Ryan. Go watch and see some of the footage in that point. And tariffs are that tough. Oh, it's a tax on the American people. Don't pay it. That's the idea. Don't pay it. Buy something else. Let me ask, I'm not a huge fan of tariffs either. But there's a reason behind them. And the reason why we have them right now is because we let this go for too long. We got addicted to cheap crap. Plain and simple. We got addicted to cheap crap, and it's kind of sad that we care more about the stuff that we can buy and what we're going to pay for it than our nation's future in regards to trade. Pretty sad, if you ask me. Now, I'm sorry, when it comes to the tariffs on Mexico, why, Donald Trump, why is he doing this? And He got the new trade deal that they're about ready to pass, and he puts this on. Come on. I'm sorry, people. I see this for what this is. This is negotiation right now. It's a negotiation. And you had the Speaker of the House come out this past week and say that Donald Trump, she wants to see Donald Trump in prison. Do you think that anything's actually going to get done on the border? We've already had 1 million people come into the country so far this year, over 100,000 a month. Got to do something. Got to do something, because Congress not going to do anything. Not going to do a darn thing. In fact, I think both parties like all the people coming in. So, no, I don't think much is going to happen when it comes to these tariffs on Mexico. But, yeah, is protecting our intellectual property something that's worth doing? Our ideas, our innovation? Yeah, it is. It is. There's been some great ideas thrown about, battered around back there. Hey, zero tolerance policy when it comes to breaking the rules, where you just say, listen, that's it. We catch you doing something you're not supposed to. Guess what? Your products are cut off. I don't know. Something. But it's got to be better than what we have now. It's not about trade deficits. Never has been. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is taking heat from Democrats for telling ABC News on Wednesday that he would listen to negative information from a foreign country about a political opponent in 2020. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says that we have to judge a president by his actions and not what he says.
This president has been tougher on Russia than any president before. This president, even when you go through, and anybody has gone through a report like the Mueller report that found no collusion, even though foreign entities tried. So the president has gone through this and acted properly all along the way.
The White House is continuing to get briefings on an attack on a commercial ship in the Gulf of Oman. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on the escalating tensions between the United States and Iran.
The United States will defend its forces, interests, and stand with our partners and allies to safeguard global commerce and regional stability.
This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has approved a third-party system to report allegations of sexual abuse or misconduct by clergy. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The bishops meeting in Baltimore, where that city's auxiliary bishop explains that lay people and secular authorities would be part of the process. Under the nationwide system, those with complaints would be able to report them confidentially over the phone or online.
So you have the vendor who runs the hotline, but you have the independent individuals who then ascertain the category, and then they make the notification to the appropriate authority.
Reports would then be presented to church authorities, though the proposal doesn't specify which would be given to civil authorities. The system will be reviewed again during the group's November meeting.
Round one of the 119th U.S. Open Championship is underway at Pebble Beach in California. Many fans are keeping their eye on Tiger Woods, who tees off later today. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.